I want to ask you, because I've got the opportunity right now, about this UFO issue.
Right.
And I thought the way you handled the debate, it didn't come across well, but I thought you had a great line about Roswell and, you know, the campaign office there and all of that.
Well,
you tried to make light of it, but here's what I want to ask. Shirley MacLaine wrote in her book that you sighted a UFO over her home in Washington.
That's true.
You found the encounter moving.
That's a triangular
craft, silent and hovering, and you felt a connection to your heart and heard directions in your mind.
Well, now, that everything up to a point was true. That is a poetic license that my dear friend Shirley took, and I don't know, you know, where she got that from. But I can tell you...
You weren't hearing voices?
Listen.
Congressman,
no,
she said it.
I'm looking you right in the eye, and I'm telling you, not a chance. And I love her dearly, but not a chance. But I will tell you this, that I later learned, after this story surfaced, that 40 million Americans have seen, you know, what they call things in the sky they couldn't identify. And I also learned that President Reagan and President Jimmy Carter at one time or another had seen unidentified flying objects. So it just might be that seeing one is a prerequisite for being president.